Although the Cape Coast metropolis is well noted as the hub of quality education in Ghana, this image is being confronted with a number of challenges, including poor academic performance of pupils in the Basic Education Certificate Examination, BCE, in recent years. Clearly, there is also weak community participation in education, governance, and management. This state of affairs has become a major concern for parents and the community. But why is Cape Coast no more an education cradle? Rebecca Ekpe went to Cape Coast to gather the facts.
Our children do not gain admission into the schools that we have here. And it's a problem. It's a pity. We are not happy about it.
The performance at the basic level is always poor.
The reasons can be apportioned to the children who are in the school themselves. Parents, educational authorities, they also need to play a role. Again, teachers in these schools are also responsible for the poor performance of children in our basic schools.
As you heard from a cross-section of people in Cape Coast, clearly, the falling standard of education there is of great concern to authorities and ordinary citizens. Historically, Cape Coast is perceived as the cradle of education, given that it is home to prestigious second cycle schools. Ironically, this perception of Cape Coast as the cradle of education is gradually eroding as excellence in academics does not seem to exist at the basic school level. The traditional council there is very worried. Nana Amba Eya is the queen mother of Ogua.
Our children cannot gain access to it. It's painful.
Nana Kwame Enimfa is the Adonting Hene.
I'm a member of the oversight committee. I get the details sometimes. It's just not good. Honestly, it's too bad. It really saddens those of us at the traditional council, including the Omahin. We're finding it difficult to find answers to the problem. The metro director and crew and staff have chat with them. The flowing year, the results come and almost the same sometimes from bad to worse.
Pupils' performance in the basic education certificate exams keep declining in Cape Coast, with some schools scoring a 0%.
Last year, the school scored 0%.
Ismail Tijani heads the Falahia Basic School. The scenario is not any different at the Catholic Jubilee Basic School. Thomas Edusa is the head teacher.
When we send CCCs to write the BEC, only 9 of them passed, the rest failed. Performance here is not encouraging. We've realized that most of the pupils go to game centers. In Cape Coast here, we have complained a lot about game centers. Sometimes some teachers leave the school here to game centers. They find our students there and they bring them to school.
Pupils' unregulated and unsupervised night lifestyles also contribute to their low academic performance. Instead of studying in the evenings, pupils in Cape Coast spend hours socializing outdoors. In some instances, they double as chief mourners at funerals. Some children are also compelled to fend for themselves.
Someone will come and tell me that he's going to tear orange, so I have to go and carry some so that I'll get money to come to school another day. And sometimes to go and carry some.
Ibn Dazi and Mustafa Hassantu are both pupils of Dehia English and Arabic School.
Sometimes I go to do some job to use it to buy my school uniform because my parents don't have enough money to take good care of me. So I should do something to support them.
What then is the responsibility of parents in all of this? Sala Tenyomi is the CEO of Coastal Television.
We parents keep tooting around that our children are our future and so on and so forth. But whilst they are children, instead of encouraging them and giving them the opportunity to learn and all that, we rather overburden them, sending them out to sell, sending them out to do all kinds of chores. We don't even encourage them to go to school early. When they come back and they need any learning materials that would help them, we're not prepared to sacrifice and get those things for them.
The scenario is more precarious for the girls.
Some of the parents are, excuse my language, very irresponsible. They even ask for money from their work, and most of the girls don't sleep in their various homes. They indulge themselves in these sexual activities as early as 9-10 years. So by the time they get their menses, they are pregnant.
Headmistress of St. Monica Girls Catholic School, Cecilia Mensah, lays the non-performance of pupils at the doorstep of parents.
No one cares. They don't have parental control. The children are even taking care of themselves. Some of the teachers give them money to buy ice, to sell ice water, so that they can get something to buy food to eat. So it's working home. It's coming from the house. And when they complete JHS, no one is prepared to send them to secondary school. So they don't see the reason why they should sit up. After all, they will not further the education.
Cecilia Essel at a Manfo Catholic Boys School makes an observation.
Like, mostly it's the woman who comes here. The father, nowhere to be found. But if the parents themselves understand education, they will at least do something to their kids and tell them where they are because they have not been to school.
But how do the children feel about this situation?
For studies collection, I will not be able to pay. I feel very bad. So that's why I stay at home. I've been getting support from one of the teachers, and my auntie too has been providing for me. But now she doesn't provide for me anymore. Since primary school, my position has been first. When I grow up, I want to be a nurse.
Sharon Essel, whom you just listened to, and many more children who live in Cape Coast may continue to live in poverty if urgent steps are not adopted to reverse the trend of poor performance in BECE there. Felicia Ankra is a director at the Department of Social Welfare.
It is the parents who would have to understand the need for the child to be maintained in school. Because I always say there's no bad child. Every child is good, but depending on how he or she is brought up, and then the environment where the child interacts with, that constitutes the child being the truant or the wayward child.
A concerned teacher, a parent, and a member of the Cape Coast Metropolitan Assembly, Saeed Wahab, suggests an antidote.
Give them the examples of people who have made it through education. Give them examples of people who could not make it because they were not actually schooling. Our children are ours, as somebody would say, your social security. All hands should be on deck. Everybody.
Perhaps a wake-up call to all partners in education to support Cape Coast to push for their children to go, remain in school, and concentrate on performing well.
The onus lies mostly on the parents. They are to understand the need for the child to be in school and also to protect that child.
Poverty should not be the reason why our children should not be in school. If we recognize that they are future and we need to invest in them, then the time to invest in them is now.
Now is the time to invest in our future, which is the children's education. The time is now for Cape Coast, a one-time cradle of education, to redeem, perhaps, its past glory. Should Cape Coast remain a cradle of education, or education cradle no more?